I'll give the floor to His Excellency Fernando Jorge Orjuana Ferreri, Chairman of the Delegation of Cape Verde.
Mr. President of the General Assembly, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is with great pleasure that we participate in this session of the General Assembly under your distinguished presidency. My delegation joins the previous delegations in congratulating you on your election, which simultaneously pays tribute to our sister nation of Uganda and recognizes your personal and professional qualities as an experienced diplomat. We wish you success in carrying out your mandate and assure you, Mr. President, of the Cabo Verde delegation's support and cooperation. To your predecessor, the President of the 68th session of the General Assembly, His Excellency Ambassador John Ash, we must note our recognition and appreciation for the dedicated, dynamic, and able manner in which he guided the work of the previous session. We would further like to take this opportunity, on behalf of the Government of Cape Verde, to congratulate and applaud Secretary General of the United Nations Ban Ki-moon for his efforts in seeking peace and global solutions for the challenges that currently confront us and require shared political will in the pursuit of global solutions. Mr. President, as a small island state, Cape Verde is particularly grateful to the Secretary General of our organization and to the international community for holding and for the successes achieved in the third United Nations Conference on Small Island Developing States in Samoa. We also congratulate Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for his initiative in convening the Climate Summit, as the issue of climate change is of particular importance to island states due to our specific vulnerabilities. For us, finding solutions for the adverse effects of climate change is not just an option, but also a matter of survival and territorial integrity, making it essential to mobilize political will and international cooperation with respect to this issue. The engagements that were recently agreed upon in Samoa point to paths and modalities of action, and the effective implementation of which will increase the state's resilience and make them better equipped to deal with the consequences of climate change. Cape Verde is pleased with the adoption of urgent measures to face climate change as one of the sustainable development goals. The achievement of this goal requires the development of strategies and policies that will lead to the creation of resiliencies for planet Earth, as well as in strengthening the means for implementation. Data recently received in the fifth assessment report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change focuses our attention on alarming scenarios resulting from the persistent increase of global warming, which will put the more vulnerable countries in situations that may threaten their development. It should be noted that in addition to other consequences, there would be an increase in tropical cyclones, drought, and desertification, rising sea levels, ocean acidification, loss of biodiversity, weak agricultural production, and food insecurity. For the government of Cape Verde, it is important to ensure that the negotiations that will take place next December in Lima translate into significant progress with respect to the content of the new agreement to be signed in Paris in December 2015, raising awareness regarding the need to reduce the levels of global warming and to foster low-carbon economies must also be taken into consideration. We support reducing global warming to under 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is both economically feasible and a basic requirement for sustainable global development. We also note that in converging our interests, we will be respectful of the basic principles of common but differentiated responsibilities and consider a compensation mechanism for the effective and full implementation of the Warsaw International Mechanism for Loss and Damage. We are convinced that if nothing is done, the consequences related to climate change will affect us all, and that we all will pay for our inaction. As the Secretary General of the United Nations likes to say, we are all in the same boat. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, international cooperation, both with respect to climate change and in other areas, is key. In order to be effective, it must be more consistent and pragmatic, both in national systems and international structures. And development financing for countries must be based on criteria underlying their real needs and vulnerabilities. We hope that clear directives and commitments are agreed upon in the next Conference on Financing for Development to be held in Addis Ababa in July 2015, and that they lead the way to achieve the unfinished business of MDG 8. And we hope that they will ensure the redefinition of criteria for the allocation of financial resources for development based on the principles adopted in Paris and reaffirmed in Busan. For Cape Verde, a country that recently graduated into middle-income status, albeit lower-income, medium-income, it is important that innovative mechanisms be designed to provide for greater consistency in development financing and to support economic sustainability. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the previous session of the General Assembly of the United Nations was convened under the theme the Post-2015 Development Agenda Setting the Stage. The theme chosen for this session is delivering on and implementing a transformative post-2015 development agenda. We are thus asked to take the next step, that is to work on the adoption of a people-centered agenda which aims at eradicating extreme poverty and reducing inequalities among nations. This request is made in a complex and difficult international environment. In our understanding, it will be achievable only if there is solidarity and if the international community combines their efforts to promote sustainable development. The results obtained under the framework of the Working Group on Sustainable Development Goals, which conducted its work during the previous session of General Assembly, point to possible actions and options for a truly transformative post-2015 agenda. With respect to Cape Verde, our country is close to achieving all the Millennium Development Goals. For us, the post-2015 agenda must reflect all lessons and assessments of the MDGs and other internationally agreed goals. And the goals for 2030 must provide for the acceleration of the development process. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, we would also like to briefly note that the 29th special session of the General Assembly on the follow-up to the Program of Action of the International Conference on Population and Development was held this past September 22nd. The lesson that we can take away from this important event is that the post-2015 agenda must place people in the center of the objectives and goals to be agreed upon, which also means rigorous respect for human rights. On the other hand, the common good, progress, and well-being of all citizens must be goals to be pursued by all governments as we develop and implement our development policies and programs. In addition to being a matter of social justice, ensuring gender equality and equity also turns out to be a smart choice, as no country can aspire to develop and establish social peace and cohesion while excluding a significant portion of their population, that is, the female population. Gender-based violence is an unacceptable phenomenon in our societies. The government of Cabo Verde is committed to changing the reality in our country in a significant and positive way, even as we are aware that there is still much to do in this regard. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the issues related to international security and the threats to peace that they represent are matters of particular concern. The recent occurrence of new terrorist acts is an effective and dangerous threat to the territorial integrity of states and to the stability of entire regions. The systematic and massive violation of human rights and the barbarism that has come with it are altogether unacceptable. The international community cannot allow this challenge to our humanistic and civilizational values, which are also advocated and fostered by the United Nations. Therefore, the government of Cabo Verde vigorously condemns all forms of terrorism and calls on the international community to urgently take appropriate measures to stop this attempt at creating chaos, as well as the suffering that is brought on innocent people. We are particularly concerned with recent developments in the Middle East and Africa. We believe that states have the moral obligation and collective duty of fighting against the subversion of the universal principles of peace, tolerance, and respect for differences. And we believe that the United Nations has an important role to play in regard to respect for the principles contained in its charter and in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Mr. President, Cabo Verde is a peace-loving nation that favors dialogue and peaceful means of conflict resolution, and we believe in and defend the principles contained in the Charter of the United Nations, as well as observance of the standards of international law, respect for human rights, and the promotion of human dignity. Consequently, we understand that no state or organization can replace the United Nations in its fundamental role of maintaining global peace and security, and that any use of force can be tolerated only when exercised under the framework of the principles established in the Charter of the United Nations. Mr. President, Cabo Verde sees the urgency in finding a solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and understands that there is no justification for the death of thousands of innocent people, the unwarranted suffering of an entire population, and the desolation and destruction of infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. We therefore urge the parties to begin negotiations that may lead to lasting peace and that allow both states, Israel and Palestine, to live side by side in security. We also consider it important to find a negotiated means to end the conflict in Syria and to open humanitarian aid corridors. We are concerned with the conflicts that persist in our continent, such as in Libya, the Central African Republic, and the Great Lakes region, as well as the actions of terrorist groups in Somalia, Mali, and Nigeria. We support and stand side by side with the African Union in the pursuit of solutions for these problems that affect peace and security in these sister nations and in the continent in general. In the context of Africa, we also wish to applaud the progress achieved in the Republic of Guinea-Bissau, their return to constitutional order, and the re-establishment of democracy. We wish our sister nation the greatest successes in the pursuit of peace and development. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, in the West African sub-region, the issue of security in general, and maritime security in particular, is a concern to the authorities of Cape Verde. Our country is located in the confluence of routes connecting the African, European, and American continents, which places us in a vulnerable situation, as these routes are also used by organized transnational crime, resulting in a direct threat to the stability of states and their democracies. Cape Verde, in association with other states and organizations in the United Nations system, has attempted to combat the illegal activities that have victimized this area of the West African subregion, such as trafficking of drugs, arms, and human beings, maritime piracy, terrorism, and illegal fishing, as these are phenomena of a transnational nature. We understand that no country in the sub-region has the conditions to effectively combat them without more international cooperation and the combination of efforts, means, and strategies. Therefore, we would like to count on more consistent support from the international community. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, the Security Council has rightly determined that the current Ebola epidemic in West Africa is a threat to international security. The situation in the three countries most affected by the epidemic urges the international community to engage in more organized and coordinated actions to provide aid, save lives more effectively, and prevent the spread of the disease to neighboring countries, to the rest of Africa, and to the world. Our country, Cape Verde, welcomes and supports the efforts made by all nations and organizations involved in this struggle, particularly the initiatives from the Secretary General of the United Nations in this regard. The inclusion of this issue in the Security Council agenda, the approval of Resolution 2177 by consensus, and the debate that followed are an unequivocal expression of the international community's awareness of the priority given to the efforts to halt and control this epidemic, which can have catastrophic consequences for our affected sister nations, particularly the Republics of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, to which Cape Verde offers our friendship and solidarity. Thank you very much for your attention.
I thank the chairman of the delegation of Cape Verde for his statement.